The Osgood Files, sponsored by Cassidy Turley, Thought Leadership, Superior Results, challenging the conventional in commercial real estate services. That's Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You already know you should get a flu shot, but now comes the next step.
We would like people to self-administer that flu vaccine.
The secret to the do-it-yourself vaccine, after this. As a kid, I went to a very clever pediatrician. When it was time to get a shot, he said, "I'm going to count to three, then he'd stick me on two." That works exactly once. But it isn't just children who dread the needle. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 20% of the adult population will actually avoid their annual flu shot for fear of the needle, which is why Mark Prausnitz, a professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering at Georgia Tech, helped develop the microneedle. Instead of the flu vaccine or some other drug being loaded into a separate needle, the microneedle is engineered so the drug itself is the needle.
We have a solid needle structure that is made of the vaccine or the drug, as well as we add some sugars and some polymers to stabilize the drug so it doesn't get damaged, and also to give mechanical strength to the microneedle so that when you press it into the skin, you don't have the needle bend or break or otherwise have problems.
Millions of these microneedles are then painted onto a patch, which you can apply to the skin yourself.
Stop by the grocery store, the pharmacy, another shop, and bring home patches for your whole family. Apply them to the skin, and you've taken care of your flu shot for the year.
And these needles are so small that when they pierce your skin, you feel nothing. And there's another thing you won't feel: the cost of an office visit. Microneedle patches would cost about the same to manufacture as conventional needles, but since you don't need a doctor or nurse, the cost of the vaccination drops by half. And if next year's clinical trials go well, we could all be microneedling ourselves in about 5 years. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.